This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Teich. Governor Walker's proposed biennial budget calls for increases in funding for K-12 schools and the University of Wisconsin system. But with unemployment and underemployment among the social issues that drove voter behavior in last fall's elections, some are taking a close look at how the education system is preparing students for the workforce. A key part of that equation is so-called career and technical education, or CTE. This morning, the Milwaukee-based Public Policy Forum released a major report that attempts to quantify CTE in the Milwaukee metropolitan area. Senior researcher Joe Yedo was the lead author on that report, and he joins us now. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Mitch.
What are we talking about when we're talking about career and technical education? Is there even a standard definition for it across education?
That's a good question, and that's one of the surprising findings of this report is that there really seem to be some differing definitions, both from the federal to the state level and even amongst districts, as to which classes do and do not constitute career and technical education. We looked at what are the common components, and based on that, we define it as these are courses that combine academic and technical skills to prepare students for a seamless transition from high school to post-secondary education and the workforce.
So where ostensibly, you know, anything you do ought to be in some way applicable to a job, this is a more direct correlation.
That's right. It's a newer phrase for something that's been around for a long, long time. We used to call it vocational education, auto tech and shop class and things like that. It is more substantial than just changing the name.
Right. So how has it evolved?
So over time, I would say the newer form of it, career and tech ed, really seeks to integrate academic subjects into these courses, but at the same time to incorporate work-based learning and other project-based learning into core academic classes so that the two are becoming more seamless and preparing students on that pathway to college and career.
We're talking about kind of cross-curricular work here.
That's right.
So what were the big questions that governed what you were trying to get at?
We were initially looking at what is the scene in the four-county metropolitan area. So we wanted to know how many students were taking these classes, what kinds of classes they were taking. We were interested in if there were differences in academic achievement between students who did and did not take CTE courses. And we also looked at the teacher workforce. We know that from previous research that we have kind of a shortage of teachers on the horizon. And from conversations with district leaders, we knew that career and tech ed teachers were in a particular acute shortness.
Was there a particular imperative for doing this research now?
No. This is a subject that has bubbled to the top of conversation among district leaders and policymakers. The impetus for this project was a suggestion from our education advisory committee, and that's made up of a number of folks who are from school districts, both in the Milwaukee County and suburban counties. And this is something that they've been hearing more about from parents and students, and so they wanted to have a little more research around it.
So what kind of data is out there, and really, who is in charge of keeping track of this sector?
The report used data from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. They do a number of surveys each year, both of students who are currently enrolled and as well as students who completed high school are out in the workforce in higher education. So we have these annual reports going back many, many years. We were able to look at district by district for many of the metrics, as well as build together the view of what does this look like for the metro as a whole.
And I gather there's no such data that's accessible from private schools.
Correct. They submit different information, and so they're not included in this report. So while it gives a very comprehensive view of CTE in the city and the area, it's not a complete view.
What else was lacking when you started digging into this? What were the big questions that you had to ask that weren't sort of readily apparent from just reading through these reports?
We started this project with about 6 pages of research questions and then kind of had to whittle them down based on the available data. We were interested in some questions we weren't able to answer were things about college and career outcomes 3 to 4 years after high school. So it's one thing to help these students get to high school graduation, but what are the workforce and higher education outcomes a few years after college? So that's just one example of some things where we had to pare back.
So this is you're talking about placement here. You've gone through this, you've managed to graduate, but we don't have any information about how successful you've been in taking what you learned in high school and taking it either to higher ed or into the workforce.
Well, we do have, through the follow-up survey, we do have a good idea of in that first year after high school, how many go on to the workforce, how many go on to higher education. And so across the metro, we see about 75% of students going directly for further education. Now, of those, about 68% go to a 4-year college, and about 30% go to a 2-year college. We also see that from around Metro Milwaukee, a little less than 17% of CTE concentrators, and those are students who take 2 or more courses, so really get the full advantage of the curriculum, about 17% of them go directly into the workforce. So we are able to see those outcomes for that first year after high school, but what eluded us was how do those same students fare 3, 4, and 5 years after high school.
So we're talking about CTE programs within the public school systems. Are they funded in any different way than schools at large?
They are. The main source of funding for career and tech ed comes from a federal program called the Carl Perkins Grant. This is a grant that's given out to all states, and it's based on the number of school-age children in your state versus the total number in the country. So each year, the state of Wisconsin gets a little more than $20 million for career and tech ed. That is split between K-12 school districts and post-secondary. So each year, we see that public school districts get about $7.8 million to fund their CTE initiatives.
And is that the sole source of funding for these initiatives, or do the districts, presumably there's a general education pot of money that they're drawing from as well?
There is a targeted state program called the CTE Technical Incentive Grant, and that gives money to districts after students have graduated high school if they completed a industry-related certificate. It's a relatively small program. It's actually capped at $3 million a year. But outside of the federal money and outside of that targeted state money, the bulk of CTE funding is coming from district operating budgets.
What do we know about how enrollment and demographics have evolved in recent years?
The number of students who are taking CTE courses has been relatively stable in recent years. In the Milwaukee area, it's about 22,000 students, which is about 2/3 of our 11th and 12th graders in the area take at least one CTE course. We see a much smaller number get the benefit of the full curriculum. So less than 30% will take 2 or more CTE courses in the same field.
Do we know why that is?
That was one of the questions that we wanted to answer, but we couldn't with the data available. There are a number of things that come to mind, whether it's course scheduling or students get a taste of a field and realize maybe it's not for me. Now, that's a perfectly valid outcome. But if we think about CTE as a progressive sequence of courses, if students aren't really taking the sequence, are they really getting the full benefit of the curriculum?
Right, sort of one thing to take shop class as an elective along with Spanish class and orchestra or whatever, but seeing shop class as part of the sequence of classes is a different phenomenon altogether.
That's right.
Were there other surprises from what you found as you took this, you know, kind of big dig into the area?
One of the surprising things for me was that I thought there would be more students that would go directly into the workforce from high school. And again, we find about 17% do. Another surprising finding, looking at those in the workforce, was that only about a third of them have a job that was related to their CTE training, whereas people who went on for further education, about 69% of them studied the same field that they did their CTE training in. So it's interesting that those going on to college, and that includes both two-year and four-year programs, tend to stick in the same field they started in high school, whereas those going directly into the workforce do not.
So there would be a lot of implications for this work or a lot of interest in this work if you were the technical college system or even the four-year college system.
We hope that the report is valuable to them, but more broadly than that, we hope that students and parents find this useful, as well as policymakers who are looking to design not just programs related to education, but career and tech ed also has huge impacts on workforce development issues within the state. One of the questions about people in the workforce not being in the field they trained in, one of the questions we had about that is, what kind of advising are these students getting when they're deciding in high school which career paths to pursue? And do those does that advising align with future workforce development needs? So this report sits squarely in the midst of the education field and larger workforce development issues in our state.
The proverbial skills gap.
That's right. Yes. It's not a new phenomenon, but it's one that becomes more and more important as we move into a 21st century economy and the jobs that go along with that.
Joe Yato, thanks so much.
Thanks, Mitch.
Joe Yato is a senior researcher at the Milwaukee-based Public Policy Forum. There is a link to the forum's report, Building Bridges and Analysis of Career and Technical Education in Metro Milwaukee, from WUWM.com. The report was just released this morning.